Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
We've got some breaking news when it comes to the Broncos and their ownership situation. Nikki Javala from The Athletic writing, and she's going to join us here in a second, so let me just set it up, that Beth Bolin Wallace and Amy Klemmer, Pat Bolin's oldest daughters, filed a petition in Arapahoe County Court challenging the validity of the Pat Bolin Trust on the grounds their father lacked capacity and was under undue influence when he signed his estate planning documents in 2009. And Nikki joins us now. Nikki, what more can you add to all of that? We thought that maybe there was some a sense of things settling down after both the Hall of Fame unification of the parents of the family, and also the idea that maybe things were settling down and signs were pointing towards Brittany Bolin when the last lawsuit was thrown out. So what does all this tell you?
Yeah, well, I think those may have been a little premature and perhaps misleading. You know, I think that with Bill Bolin's lawsuit being tossed, that, you know, kind of cleared the path for, you know, the ownership plan to resume. That lawsuit, though, was tossed. It kind of spawned a number of other filings, and there was separately the NFL arbitration that was still scheduled between Beth Bolin Wallace and Klemmer and the trustees. So this petition filed by Wallace and Klemmer challenges the validity of the trust, and these are Pat's oldest daughters from his first marriage. They contend that Pat was not of sound mind in 2009 when his trust was restated. And if you remember from some of the earlier filings, the estate attorney for Pat Bolin at the time signed an affidavit claiming that, yes, he did draft the 2009 trust as well as Pat Bolin's will and the general power of attorney, and he signed an affidavit saying Pat Bolin was of clear mind and he knew exactly what he was doing and how he wanted his assets handled. So this challenges that, and it has pretty significant implications depending on which way it goes, and this will not be resolved anytime soon, I can assure you that. But for Wallace and Klemmer, I mean, they run the risk of being disinherited. There is a no contest clause in Pat Bolin's trust, meaning those who challenge it could lose their rights as a beneficiary, and it would bypass them and go to their children. It could also have implications for arbitration. I mean, if the court finds that the trust is indeed invalid, you know, it would kind of render the arbitration moot. I mean, to proceed with that when the trust is invalid would seem pretty meaningless. But this finally gets to the heart of the dispute. The Bill Bolin lawsuit was kind of like beating around the bush kind of to get to the meat of it. And this is really what this is. Long story short, it ensures that the ownership battle is not going to be settled anytime soon. It's going to continue. The plan still is to have Brittany to come in late November and take on a senior management role. November is also when NFL arbitration is scheduled. So we'll see what happens from here, but it's going to be a pretty lengthy process.
Real quick, Nikki, reading from your article in The Athletic, you can check out Nikki's work in The Athletic. It says there's substantial and overwhelming evidence that Mr. Bolin lacked the required capacity in 2009. Any insight onto what that capacity was and why that claim is being made?
That is a quote from the co-counsel for Beth Bolin Wallace and Amy Klemmer. They contend that they do have evidence to support their claim that Pat Bolin was not of sound mind. If you remember in Bill Bolin's lawsuit, he contended that that Pat was diagnosed with Alzheimer's by doctors at the Mayo Clinic in Arizona in 2006. He didn't formally step down from the team, though, until the fall of 2013. Those dates and, you know, when he was diagnosed and medical records, I would imagine those become pretty important in the wake of this latest filing. So they obviously have not disclosed their evidence yet, but that's going to come out in this process. So we'll see what happens.
So here's the cynic in me, and this is cold, and this is callous, and this is calculating, but I guess if you're talking about a $3 billion operation, I guess this is what comes into play, is that this is something that this side has been sitting on, and the last thing they could do is raise the claim that Mr. Bolin was lacking mental faculties when this whole trust was signed while he was still alive. But what, soon after he passes away, this is their charge? I mean, how can you not assume that this is something that was part of their plan all along, and they had to wait for him to pass away to drop it?
Yeah, I mean, you could assume that. I don't want to assume either way, but they do, as they've been going through this process. They've had lawyers they've been dealing with for years now. They've gone into it with a pretty elaborate plan on how they wanted to address this. So it's a complex issue, and that's why when the first lawsuit was dismissed, it was pretty premature to insinuate that, you know, this kind of cleared the way for things to kind of go as planned. There's so much more to this than even we know right now, because a lot of it is private. I mean, it's a private franchise. The trust documents are private. So there's a lot more.
All right, we lost her there. So that's the gist of the story.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.